Bill Shorten. Goodness me. I don't know that you can believe anything this bloke says, but he must think the public's stupid and has no memory. Yesterday, he seemed to suggest that the Indonesian decision to cut the number of live cattle it is going to import from us each quarter, that this is because of the Abbott government, the result of diplomatic tensions between Australia and Indonesia over the executions of Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran and the asylum seeker boat turnbacks. Mr. Shorten said, "I sincerely hope that our relationship with Indonesia at the political level is not driving this reduction." No, Bill, it's not. Indonesian officials have made it very clear that the decision to reduce the export quota to 50,000 in the third quarter of this year from 282,000 last quarter is all about self-sufficiency, not retribution against Tony Abbott or Australia. Why is Indonesia interested in beef self-sufficiency? Well, one major reason is the crisis in supply it suffered in June-July 2011, a supply crisis created by a ridiculous ban imposed by the Gillard government in which Bill Shorten was a minister. It was the Gillard government which damaged Australia's live cattle export trade, creating nervousness in Indonesia over supply, leading directly to an increased focus on self-sufficiency, which has now led to these latest quota reductions. And I might add, on top of the quota reductions, Indonesia, under our foreign investment rules, being allowed to buy our beef farms. So they'll provide for themselves. And they won't, in fact, need Australian cattle. The Gillard ban cost 326 Australian jobs, left 274,000 animals stranded, and affected half of Northern Australia's cattle producers. A word of advice, Bill Shorten. Best to keep your mouth shut before you continue to make a fool of yourself.